What does Jesus want for Christmas?
This year, let's avoid much that passes as important at Christmas and give it a strong sense of social justice. This program is based on a collection of traditional carols that have some new words, so please pay close attention to the words. Scene 1. What does Jesus really want for his birthday? Some elementary school students are gathered around their teacher.
We all know that birthday parties can be fun. I want you to imagine that you are going to Jesus' birthday party. The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What gift would you bring?
A new video game. Some Legos.
My favorite movie.
A birthday cake. Lots of party hats.
A Christmas tree!
Let's think a minute. When we celebrate a birthday, we're careful to give what the person really wants or needs. Is there any doubt what Jesus wants from us? He tells us that we will find him and our joy in helping people who are hungry, thirsty, new to town or our school, people who don't have a winter coat, are sick, or even people in prison. By helping to provide a goat for a farmer in Honduras, a decent home for a family in a poor part of Mississippi, or food for those who are victims of war, we give Jesus a birthday gift he really wants.
Can you think of something to give Jesus that's not a thing? This might be a little harder, a gift that's not a thing. Let's get some ideas from a new version of Angels We Have Heard on High.
We have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Chelsea Stadio.
Oh, you mean a gift like peace, helping people get along.
How about taking care of the earth?
I can sing, too. Singing isn't stuff.
I can tell people how having Jesus in their lives can help them have less stress and debt, be more hopeful, and live happier.
Let's see what the hymn, The First Noel, tells us about what else we can do.
The First Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Does caring for the earth mean that I should hug the dirt?
No, silly. It means that we try not to pollute or be wasteful. Instead, we do things that keep plants and animals and water and air healthy.
Like recycling and picking up trash at school?
That's good. I try to think and decide if something I do is good for the earth and will help keep it healthy and beautiful. The answer to that question helps me decide what to do.
That is a really good idea. Let's see what the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, tells us about gift giving.
Content with simple joys.
I don't get this song.
I don't either. What is willful waste?
Is avarice like licorice? Is it candy?
I'm guessing that worthless taste is those cold French fries that I found on the dining room table this morning. I tried one. Yuck. Well, I get what the last two lines mean. God gives us treasures, and we should share them with other people.
Thank goodness. Let's see. Willful waste means to waste things on purpose, like taking lots more food on your plate than you know you could ever eat.
I did that. Then I felt bad.
Avarice is not a candy. It's another word for greed, wanting to have lots of things just because you want lots of things. Avarice makes us think of ourselves and things more than other people and what is best for everybody.
I try to think of other people, but I admit that sometimes I only think of myself.
It gets easier to do as you practice, believe me. You will get better at having charity, as the hymn says.
Swear.